Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Matt Steinmetz, Darryl the Guru Johnson with you. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Santana Moss, former New York Jets first round pick in 2001. Played 15 years in the NFL. Also a Hall of Famer at the University of Miami. Santana, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy, for having me. What's going on with you?
Hey. Well, let me just start out with a wide receiver question about 49ers receiver Brandon Ayuk. He missed most of training camp, got in late. The 49ers, of course, play the Jets Monday. Is he going to be behind? How much catch-up does he have to do? And, you know, is he behind, and could that be an early season issue for the Niners?
I mean, it all depends on who the player is. You know, I think, nowadays guys have so much going on outside of those walls, those facility walls where they have their trainers, they have their regimen down where they can, you know, have themselves prepared, you know, for whenever they need to be. And I'm thinking, like, if a guy like that is waiting on a check and he knows he's not practicing with his team, he has to be putting in some kind of work somewhere. Now, that work he's putting in is not going to add up to what he would have been experiencing with that team throughout a training camp and stuff like that. But I think he will be ready at some sort. It just matters how much can he take on that first, you know, few games, or if the team is going to allow him to kind of, you know, not really fully go all throughout a while and have him as a starter, you know, make sure they kind of cut back on some of his downs and some of the plays that they put him in the game for.
Santana, the Niners, as we all know, that they're loaded offensively. But when you look at Debo and Ayuk, they're different. They got a variety. When you look at those two, can you talk about what you see and how different they are and how much stress that is on opposing defenses?
You know, having two guys like that remind me of having the perfect combination as receivers. You know, you look at a guy like Debo. Debo is a guy that can pretty much run all the routes that you ask him to run, but he's also one of those guys. He's that run out the catch guy. He's that guy that I can use him and, you know, I can zip him and zap him around, you know, bring him in motion, line him up in the backfield, have him up, you know, tight like an H-back, have him as a slot guy. He has so many multitudes that he can do with his position. And then when you get the ball in his hands, he's like a running back. He's like one of the best running backs in the league. So, you know, that's great to have in that particular guy. And then you have a guy like Ayuk can run every route, savvy, you know, has a little height on him, you know, smooth, can catch the ball. He can get open. He can separate. So when you have a combination like those two, man, you know, you have a match made in heaven. And I'm pretty sure that that's what they see when they have, you know, from Brock Purdy. He has the best duo on the field, and that's why they had to make sure they lock him in.
Santana Moss joining us on 95.7 The Game. Well, let me ask you about that, because that's always been at the crux of the conversation about Purdy out here is, he gets to use multiple weapons. What do you think of Brock Purdy? You like him?
I think he's the guy that fits for the job. You know, one of the things about that offense, man, I had a chance to play in it for a few years here in Washington, and trust me, it was the best offense I've ever played in as a receiver. I mean, I'm mad to this day thinking about it when I watch a guy like Tyreek Hill getting a chance now to play in it, because I remember when I first got a chance to speak to Kyle about it, Kyle Shanahan told me specifically, said, "Ken, I wish I would have got to you in your prime with this offense." Now, their first year they got to me was in 2010, and I was, you know, a little longer than two at the time, but I had just had my third knee surgery. And I still had 93 catches that year for 1,100 yards. I think 1,000 or 1,100, one of those. But just to see what I was able to do, and I wasn't at my best that year coming off of knee surgery, I could just imagine what I would have done being a younger guy in my 20s, you know, running that offense. But if you're a receiver, you know, in that offense, all the quarterback has to do is just throw the ball to the spot. If you're going to be there, throw the ball to the open guy. And that's what Brock Purdy has right now going for him. Now, I'm not saying that the offense is set up to the point to where he doesn't have nothing to do. I've seen other quarterbacks in that offense that not look as well as Brock Purdy, but I think he has the perfect offense for what his skills that allow him to do.
Santana, speaking of quarterbacks, the Jets got Aaron Rodgers, who unfortunately went out week one last year. He's back. There's a lot of buzz about the Jets and what they have on both sides of the ball. Santana Moss, tell us, how good can the Jets be this year?
I mean, they can be real good, man. You know, that's my other team, man. That's the team that honestly gave me my opportunity to live out my childhood dream. So I'm looking forward to seeing Aaron bounce back, man. Aaron's one of those quarterbacks. He's very elite, man. He's a guy that if he can get back to half of the person that he was as a Packer, man, they have a great chance of going the distance. I think that defense alone, I don't even have to speak about them. Those guys, the way they played last year and allowed that team, with all the turmoil they had going on when it comes from just losing Aaron and then the quarterback play from the other guys, for them to still have those games where they were able to go out there and compete at a high level and win those games, it just leaves everybody to just think about it, man. If Aaron can be healthy enough to go out there and line up all through 17 weeks, that defense could take him away. So he don't have to do much, but just be a little bit in himself, and I think they can get the job done. I can't wait to see Aaron play Monday night.
Santana Moss joining us on 95.7 The Game. 15 years as an NFL wide receiver. He's a first-round pick of the Jets in 2001. You said that Kyle Shanahan has the best offense ever if you play receiver. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? What makes him the best coach, let's say, that you ever played for when he was an offensive coordinator in the passing game? What makes him stand out so much for you to say that?
Well, one, I like Kyle Shanahan. I think the offense wasn't really originated by him, but, you know, I believe that the offense stems as deep as, I think, Kubiak or one of those guys, and it's probably deeper than that. I don't know. But I think just the way that he was able to put his twist on what we was doing, you got to think about it. We got that offense. They came in 2010, and we had Donovan McNabb, and we ran that offense. And as a receiver, like I said, I wasn't even at my best when it comes to being the guy that I was coming off a knee injury. I just saw how many ways that you can get guys open. I mean, they found ways to just put you in the right spot on the field where they give you the right mismatch and go out there and dominate as a receiver. And you got to think about it. I'm a guy that I'm, what, 5'9½", 5'10", on a good day. And I play on the outside predominantly my whole year, which that's unheard of when I first came in the league. They looked at me and said, you know, I'm too short to even be in the first round as a receiver. And I predominantly play on the outside. When I got to Cal, they moved me around and used me the way I was used in college and the way some of these guys are used now in these spread offenses. And it just shows you what you can, do with a guy like myself. So I'm not saying it's better than the next man, but it was the best offense that I played in throughout my career.
Santana, we were having a conversation about last night's game with two great quarterbacks, Lamar and Mahomes, and we got two in this game Monday night. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers headed to the Hall of Fame and Brock Purdy off to a phenomenal start. But as a wide receiver, you played for a lot of quarterbacks. We were talking about accuracy and mainly Lamar Jackson. Santana, how many quarterbacks have not had it, went to the lab, and improved on it? Talk to us about accuracy. Do you think that's something that quarterbacks that, like a Lamar, that maybe need to work on it? Actually go get it.
It's to each his own. I played 14 years. Let me correct you a little bit on that. I heard you say 15.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that 1 year. I damn sure wanted one more year. I played 14 years. And trust me, man, I've always had so many different quarterbacks. You name it. My favorites was Vinny Testaverde and Mark Brunell. And people ask me why, like, hey, you had this guy, you had that guy. I said, I'm not saying those other guys wasn't good. Those is my favorite. And the reason why I say that, because when you're talking about accuracy, these guys just knew what to do. They were seasoned enough as veterans to know that who I am as a receiver and what I need to do to get him the ball. This guy has the speed to get to any spot on the field and any time he wants to. So, therefore, I can be a little late, or I can be a tad bit late on getting the ball to him because he's going to get there regardless, and he's going to find a way to get it. Now, you have some quarterbacks that, when I was coming out of my breaks, I was seeing them winding up throwing the ball to me. That's a no-no in this game. You do not want to be coming out of your break and the ball hasn't left the hand yet. So when you ask me that about accuracy and saying, can some of these quarterbacks get it, go in the lab and work on it? Yes, I think they can. But some of these guys have skillful arms where if they're a tad bit late, they have enough behind it to get it there quicker enough where you can get the ball and do what you want to do. Now, when I look at a Lamar Jackson, I think he has enough to do all those things that they ask these other quarterbacks to do. It's just so much other things he can do as well. So I'm not saying he's not as accurate. I do believe as time goes on, he can work on that.
Santana Moss joining us on 95.7 The Game. Let me ask you this, because you'll know better than anybody. Kyle Shanahan's in his eighth year out here, and we've gotten to know him. And he's a little bit arrogant, some people think, because he's so selfish.
Don't say that about Kyle.
Well, no. I'm just telling you. Some of the perception is he's a little bit arrogant. He's a little bit rigid, I guess, in his style.
But
you played for him. What's he like? What was he like at a practice? And how did he coach receivers?
Well, one, he didn't really coach me personally. He was an OC. But the one thing I can tell you, what I loved about Cal, and me and Cal are the same age. That's another thing. Cal, you got to think about it. He grew up in a coach's home. His dad, Mike Shanahan, one of the best to do it. And so when you're coming up in those kind of upbringings, watching coaches coach, sometimes you have to be that way. Sometimes you have to have that kind of, attitude about yourself and about what you're doing. Now, the one credit I would give him more than anything, yes, his attitude was a little edgy at times, but I think when you're dealing with men, all these alpha men, you have to have that kind of attitude. You can't push over, because trust me, somebody will try you. And I'm happy that, he's a guy that got that, whoever gave him that memo early in his phase of coaching, I'm happy he came into coaching with that kind of attitude, because I've seen so many guys kill coaches and kill coaches' careers because these coaches just couldn't lead these men.
Right.
But the one thing I loved about Cal, man, is like he was a guy that, hey, it's kind of hard for a coach to say, let me come in here and tell Jerry Rice what to do. Let me come in here and tell Terrell Owens what to do as a receiver when these guys have had so many accomplishments in their game. But the thing that Cal did, regardless of who the receiver was, is he's always told us something that we didn't do, to better what we was already doing. And, like, let me give you a little example.
Sure.
So we have this little route where you're sitting over the ball. You have a little route where you might be in a cut split or you might be in a slot, and it's an over ball route, meaning that receiver is going to run and replace that middle linebacker. and Cal would say Tanner. When you catch this ball now, normally, you know where.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're like, and you know, face the guy, whoever's going to, you know, tackle you and give him a little wiggle, this and that. He say, no, I want you to get to that spot. When that ball comes to you, I need you to step forward and attack it. And now, go back down that same spot you left and go straight up the field. He said, I promise you, you will get more yards doing it that way than doing it the way you have been doing it. So, you know, as a guy this time, I'm, 11, 12 years of my career, I'm saying to myself, like, okay, if this is going to help me get more, 4, 5, 6 more yards, then I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to do it. And I promise you not.
Wow.
We in the game, 2-minute drill, and we trying to beat Tampa. And I catch this route. And I did exactly what he said, and I got 20 yards. And I'm like, look at that. You know what I mean? He just made me a better receiver. And I did that for the rest of my career, the next 4 or 5 years that I had in my career, just replacing myself from that spot every time I ran that route. And it was crazy how many more yards I was averaging after the catch. Because that route is nothing but 4 or 5 yards, you know what I'm saying, over the ball. So that's some of the things that Kyle Shanahan did for a receiver that had all the tools, that had so much, you know, accomplished. And he just helped me get that much more better, just showing me something that I wasn't doing to better myself.
Wow. Santana, you know, speaking of Kyle, when it comes to play calling, how many current coaches are in his league? Or does he even stand alone, in your opinion?
Well, that whole umbrella, man, you gotta give credit to that umbrella that all these coaches come up under, man, from starting from Mike and all the way down to Cal and to Mike McDaniels, to Matt LaFleur. I mean, all those guys who was around that's now head coaches out there, Sean McVay, all those guys, to me, man, it's amazing watching their teams play on Sundays because I'm just watching. I'm smiling because I can see that offense in all of them, but they're tweaking it to their way of calling plays, and I just love it, man. So I give hats off to all those coaches who pretty much under that Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Santana, thank you so much, man.
You, man.
Great stuff. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, man. I appreciate you.
That's Santana Moss, former New York Jets first-round pick in 2001, 14-year NFL wide receiver. And he's in the Hall of Fame at the University of Miami. And don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop?
Yes, Donnie, he was small, but he'd get behind you and burn you. I'm just thinking of a tree. Like, I wish I had a tree. Like, McDaniel.
Well, you have your kids.
Well, but more
Milan,
of...
Milan.
Yeah, well...
Daryl Jr.
Those are C's, but... Donovan.
Donovan.
Yeah, of all this. But you know what I mean? Like, damn, look at McDaniel's offense in Miami. LaFleur, you know, who I was down on, and all of a sudden Green Bay's like... And McVay, like, this crazy. But I think Kyle right now, I'm going to say second to Andy Reid in regard to scheming it up, Steiny.
Yeah, no, that was great stuff from Santana Moss. He said... Kyle Shanahan's offense is the best offense ever for a receiver.
Man.
So, and he played under Kyle Shanahan in Washington. So Santana Moss, boy, he was good.
Yeah.
I mean, he was good on the – was he a better player than he was that interview?
I believe
that
so.
Interview was great.
No, he was bad. He knew how to talk, but, Steiny, he was underrated, I believe. He was bad. Played for the Skins, too. What's the new – Commanders.
Yeah. Are we good?
What you mean?
Hey, no. You got mad at me.
Like, you're my radio, like, spouse. I can never get mad.
Yeah, you were mad.
No, I was not.
Yeah.
No. You just have a way of sharing your opinion like it's biblical, like it's fact. Well, like, Kyle, and that's all I was saying.
Kyle has said that about his quarterback.
But he also drafted a guy who I think we look like, you got Trey as a pocket passer.
Why do we meet halfway?
Right, go ahead.
He drafted a dual threat. He drafted what he thought was a dual threat quarterback.
And my only point I was trying to hammer home is the legs were attractive.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. But boy, that arm.
That's great stuff, man.
During last break, I, of course, went to the Trey Lance college stats.
Give it to him.
And the first stat I thought...
1,000 yards on the ground?
Well, that's... No. Well, that's the second thing I saw.
Ah.
That's my point.
Evan.
Yeah, he also had 28 touchdown passes and no picks his that year.
How'd that work out for
him? I said dual threat.
In the league, though. He had a chance to be the backup quarterback in Big D. And he's a third string, Steiny. So he's Wiseman. How about that? Keeping the job, getting the check.
He was better in college than Wiseman was.
Wiseman didn't even have a college, though. What,
games? He hit 11 against Southwest Missouri.
James Wiseman.
415 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Wow, so Steiny was wrong all along. How embarrassing. How do you figure? How do you figure I was wrong? How do you figure? I don't get it. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Don't try to... People are trying to get between us.
Yeah, never.
People are trying to get between us.
Never that.
He had 1,100 rushing yards and 14 touchdowns on the ground.
But that's like the high school phenom. You see just like scoring 8 touchdowns in a game. Come on.
Literally had a perfect season.
Why are you omitting the passing stats? Are you trying to stick it to me?
All right, would you consider a guy that ran the ball 170 times in 16 games?
Dude!
Primarily passing quarterback or rushing?
Well, how many yards did he throw
for? You call Lamar Jackson a running quarterback. He throws it more than he runs.
But you're looking at his college stats, and he played, what, Division II?
Okay, you know he didn't play Division II.
North Dakota State, Steiny.
Why are you omitting 28 touchdown passes, no picks.
My point is simply, if you're going to call Lamar Jackson a running cornerback, Trey Lance in college was a running quarterback.
No, he wasn't. He was dual threat. Come on.
Well, yeah, I mean, he can throw, but again, Lamar Jackson is not a running quarterback. That's my point.
But Trey Lance is.
No. If you're going to call one a running quarterback, the other must be as well. Because
same category is what he's...
Yeah, I'm not meeting you halfway there. I'm not meeting you half. How many yards did he throw for that year?
You want
2,700?
2,700? Man. Played Division II. One double A. One double A.
But you see what he turned it into.
But let me tell you what you won't do. You'll look up Trey Lance's stats. Oh, you'll look those up.
Well, I covered him.
That is.
Give me the drop, please.
Hey, now that's boy.
You'll go back and look up Trey Lance's stats, but you have no interest in trying to help me out and finding those old Kyle Shanahan quotes about what he looks for in a quarterback.
I remember those, Stoney. I know you're like, I want to hear it. I remember those. But that what he did for Trey just let me know that you think I'm playing. Playing Russell Wilson twice a year. The Josh Allen Monday night, which was before the drafting of Trey Lance. But Kyler Murray, I felt like he was tired of having Jimmy just sit back there or any quarterback not be able to wiggle. And boy, did he thought he had something that could wiggle.
Nobody's saying he wanted a statue at quarterback.
What would you call Cousins? Because I don't think he gets enough credit for. So he is not a statue. He just can deliver it. Hey, sometimes it might not be where you want it to go, but Stoney, you can't argue that Kirk is a statue. He's not. Like in my book.
What did I say it?
No, I'm talking to people.
Well, yeah.
I'm defensive now.
Well now Cousins is a statue.
Who?
Cousins.
Okay, well, then you guys fight over it.
No, I have my definition of statues. Jimmy's a statue. Kirk can get loose and throw it and be accurate.
Kirk Cousins is as close to a statue as I think there is in the NFL.
Go get him, Goo!
No, Garoppolo is, and Stafford are statues. And Stafford's got a Super Bowl. Like I don't disrespect Cousins' ability to get out of there. He ain't Michael Vick, Evan. I'm not saying that, but I think Garoppolo and Stafford's, those are the statues to me.
I mean, Stafford knows how to extend a play, but
oh boy, another disagreement.
None of those guys are running quarterbacks,
right? And I would agree with that, partner. I just can't believe you thought I was mad.
Please, you were. What do we got? 2 minutes to harp on this?
Yeah.
I'll harp on it for 2 minutes.
Three.
You'll never convince me. Ever.
All right.
Ever, ever, ever that Kyle Shanahan drafted what he thought was a running quarterback.
And that's maybe why I got loud, but there was no.
Are we still gonna have one today?
Yeah. Okay. But
appreciate it.
He did.
He did what?
He was attracted to the feature.
Yeah. Oh, the also, feature. Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect. He was attracted to that feature.
Yep.
No doubt about it. By the way, that sound drop of me saying Lamar Jackson stinks, that's
because you fought me years ago about Lamar.
But I'm kidding.
That was the one I won because he hadn't won. Andy Reid, I took a L.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
Dude, it sounds like you're just saying it. That's what's so great about it.
Does it sound like I'm serious?
No, it sounds like you're saying it right now. If I'm driving, I'm like, dude, he just said that.
Blake Snell.
He stinks.
Well, Blake Snell stinks.
Please.
Accurate.
Well, his last start was that?
Listen, Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback.
But will he be a champion, Stoney?
I don't know.
He's getting paid like one.
Well, that's another accurate one.
I sent you something on him. Yeah, I don't know where
Lamar
he's
Jackson?
Finding him. Yeah, IG.
What's he down on Kearney Street preaching?
Nothing wrong. If he were, nothing wrong with it.
No, but.
Now, if you're doing it for playing time, then yeah.
Oh, boy. Hey, 49ers are changing their tailgating policies.
Let's get into this. Well, we kind of got into it yesterday.
Well, we did with Willard and Dibs. So we can talk about that. Oh, you know what? And I got to talk. You've been infatuated with this guy.
I thought you were going to say with the Monday night game. And we got a game tonight.
No, there's a guy out there that you have been infatuated with to the point where I've been scratching my head as to why Chris Paul II. What is it about this guy that he loves so much?
And, Evan on fire.
Or not love so much. He's just can't get this guy off
so
his
you're
mind.
You're going to try to stick it to me on the other side?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. What I'm going to say is I thought about this guy today, saw some new information, and said, hey, Guru's got something here.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
Maybe there's something out there. Maybe there, yeah. I'll tell you what it is. I'll tell you who it is and what it is on the other side. Hey, it's football season on 95.7 The Game, which means Sunday we're going to be carrying NFL action all day long. First, Patriots Bengals, that's at 10 a.m. And then we got Raiders Chargers at 1 p.m. You can listen to NFL Week 1 action all day on Sunday on 95.7 The Game. Don't miss the kickoff show also. That's going to be on Monday with Willard and Dibbs. It's live 2 hours before the start of the ball game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
This is stinking from the head.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Friday, Steiny, let's go.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, we got a big one tomorrow. Big game tomorrow.
On the college docket, that would be...
We got a big one brewing in...
Texas and Michigan.
In the Big Easy.
Yeah. I root for Africa.
Kansas State at Tulane. Kansas State ranked 17th in the country. Tulane, of course, was ranked much of last year, but they lost their last two games.
Who's watching
but
that?
I am.
Well, not if you got DirecTV and it's on ESPN. You won't be watching
I'll stream it.
Well, then you know why you should be afraid of the Wildcats, right?
Oh, because of that system they run.
Well, their head coach, Chris Klieman, used to coach... Trey Lance at North Dakota State.
And he's the guy who represents Kevin Durant, too, right?
That's Rich Klieman.
Oh, that's Rich Klieman.
I got a podcast.
Go Green Wave! That's their nickname.
Come on now.
What?
I knew that.
Yeah, I'm not saying he didn't. Not saying he didn't. What was the other thing I was going to say?
Oh, you got our new segment coming up at 1.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him, Steiny.
Our new segment coming up at 1. It's called the Gamble of the Week.
Yeah.
Gamble of the Week. We're going to be doing that. Where are my glasses? I want to play this sound from Kyle Shanahan. And just
I can't see
run
it.
Something by you. Kyle Shanahan, this was yesterday, announcing the team captains. We had a little fun with it, but I do want to ask you a serious question.
8 of them this year. Bosa, Warner, Juice, Kittle, McCaffrey, Purdy, Debo, and Trent.
What do you mean?
Well, you're allowed 9. I try to do it right with the votes. I think we've always had 6 or 7. The 7 and 8 were like 1 vote off, and the 9th guy was like 8 behind them. So it was really obvious who those 8 were, and the 9th one was too far from it, and I'd rather not have so many. I'm not going to pick when the team votes it that close.
Whoa, that, now that's
Kyle letting us know.
That's an interesting aspect to this. So Evan pointed out yesterday, last year, Nick Bosa was not a captain, and he held out. Did that matter? I don't know. This year, Ayuk's not a captain, but Trent Williams is.
Yeah.
Do you find anything, is there anything to see here with Trent Williams not participating in one practice, and he's named the captain?
I think it's seniority. I think it's the fact that he's been doing it longer than any of the other guys that are captains. And, Steiny, it's what we talked about yesterday, and we left it where, you know what, Steiny, you're not wrong. Goo, you're not wrong. But I think Trent Leader is that vocal leader. And when you have that Draymond Green or what I deem that guy that'll call whoever out and say it, I think that resonates and that means something. I'm not saying everybody responds to that. But I don't think you ever lose that, and that's why he still has that C.
Well, and I
because Trent's a big dude, Scotty. Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty sure, too, just gleaning off what Kyle said, the captains are picked by the players, not the coaches.
Yeah.
So if the players want to vote Trent Williams a captain, to me that's different than Shanahan and the coaching staff saying he's going to be a captain.
So I just got to double back, you and Evan and the listeners. Do you care why Ayuk, or is there any why he lost his seat?
Well, was he a captain last year?
Yeah, I thought you said that not this year, if I understood correctly.
No, Ayuk's never been a captain.
So Bosa wasn't one last year.
After his holdout, yeah. So that's what we were saying. I wonder if Ayuk's holdout. Well, it's, you know what, although Evan, it's, and Goo, it's the team. If the team decide.
And that's the old mantra, okay, right? I can't get mad at you and Evan holding out for your money here at the job. Okay. You don't speak on it.
Well, let me ask you this. Why didn't the team vote Ayuk captain, but they did Trent Williams?
And that's why I said it's volume. Trent must really be one of those dudes that'll get in your ass, Donnie, and that means something. I don't know.
You know what else it tells me? And I'll borrow this from Evan. He had about 9 good points about this thing. It also kind of tells me they knew he was holding out, and they knew he'd be in late.
And they knew he'd get paid. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's exactly. Him and Debo come out with the boombox. That does mean something.
No, it doesn't.
Except the Cleveland game on the road, they both got hurt. I didn't like that. Remember they got in a pregame fight? Then they were in the locker room. You can't, against Cleveland last year on the road, they come out with the boombox. There was fisticuffs, you know, as can be in a, on a football field. Pregame, Stoney, and both of those dudes didn't finish the game. I didn't like that. And that started a 3-game losing streak.
I don't remember the fight.
You know, the little pushing stuff during the, like, get out of the, all that little stuff. That was the Cleveland game last year, and both of them did not finish. It's like, come on.
They got manhandled that game.
Yeah. But started a 3-game losing streak.
When did Trent get hurt in that game?
I want to say late first, early second.
Do you guys remember the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns that day?
Cade McNown.
My man. He's a brother. What's my boy's name, Evan?
Josh Dobbsy? Hold on. Don't tell me.
It was not Dobbsy.
Don't tell me.
What was his name? I need this after the way
he's
this
a black guy?
Yeah, brother.
Was he?
Come on. A little bit of melanin.
Journeyman. What's my man's name?
Played for Carolina.
What's Journey?
Temple Owl.
This is where I'm not even going to let it bother
Temple
me.
Owl?
I believe.
He got like 3 names in one. I know. What's his name, Evan?
P.J. Walker.
Oh, no. That's
oh,
not, that's,
God.
That was awesome.
Are you sure?
That's the first starting quarterback to ever beat Purdy as a starter.
That was him. P.J.
I could have sat here all day and would not have come up with that. That name doesn't even ring a bell. Yeah.
It's a great trivia night question.
I was thinking of somebody else. He
first
beat
quarterback
him.
To beat Purdy.
P.J. Walker?
Yeah.
Boy. Shout out, Richie Homie?
Rich Homie Quan.
Rich Homie Quan.
Rest in peace.
Now tell me about him.
Overdosed. Dude. He was a rapper. He had some
33.
Hits. That's too young, man. So and your daughters are familiar with him, like my kids.
Did,
I guess he was just at home and no deed.
Where's he from?
I want to say, oh boy. Evan. I'm done with
it. It's not
I want to say Florida.
Question.
Rich
it's
Homie Quan.
It's a curiosity.
I want to say Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
Evan does not know.
Well, I'm not going to speculate on a dead guy.
Well, hold.
Oh, you're not now.
But okay.
Man.
Yeah,
damn you, Steiny.
Kind of. I'm going to throw this out there, and because I mean this, aren't where hip hop artists are from? That's a big deal, right?
Yeah.
They part of the
no doubt.
He's from
would
Atlanta.
You say that
Atlanta.
He's from Atlanta.
From the ATL.
Yep.
With Quavo. Down with Quavo and Killer Mike.
Look at my man.
They are from Atlanta.
Yeah.
But rest in peace. 33, too young, Steiny.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently he was a really good baseball player.
Hey, Ken, this is a bunch of crap. If this is if you wrote this comment on this next caller,
you got to tell us what it reads.
It's just unacceptable.
I swear that's what he told me.
Because he pulled me to the side.
No, but the way you wrote it down, it was like, hey, gang. So we got a caller. I'm going to get to him in a second. His name's Stooge in Oakland. You draw your own conclusions. And my main man, Kenny, says he wants to talk football, !! And that's Ken's way of being passive-aggressive and saying, get back to sports, guys. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you were thinking.
I mean,
be honest.
This is a sports talk radio station, isn't
it? At times.
We just mixed in a little hip-hop. Damn,
yeah,
Ken,
geez.
Dude passed away.
The boss has gotten to him.
With the exclamation
let's go to Stooge in Oakland. He wants to talk football.
Stooge.
What's up, Stooge? Man. How you doing, man?
First of all, man, I felt like I was thrown under the bus. Part of an inside joke. While I was holding, hey, Guru.
What's up, baby?
He was a brother. You said brother. I cracked up. He's not a brother anymore.
Oh.
Hey, dude, he's not a brother. He's a brother.
Hey, I'm not going to do the Rob Parker. You're not going to get me in trouble. Yeah.
I see you code switching, but it's all gravy. I'm loving it. Hey. Hey, listen, man. Y'all was talking earlier about Purdy, about Lamar. Listen, man, Lamar personnel matches his skill set. I wouldn't call him a running quarterback any longer. I would call him a mobile quarterback. Mm. I think that's what Kyle thought he was getting with Trey Lance, mobile quarterback, not a running quarterback. Yeah. It's a difference. One just runs first. I think Lamar is starting to learn how to dink and dunk. He's not going to be a deep threat. But you put the right weapons around him, he doesn't have to be. But come on, man, he's a two-time MVP. Let's stop talking about the man like he's failing. Until Purdy wins a chip, I don't think you can put Purdy ahead of Lamar. I think this is a big year for Purdy. Let's see him earn this bag. The same way I want to see Kuminga earn this bag. We're not giving you any more bags until you earn it. We're not doing the Jordan Poole thing again. Earn your bag, stars. Earn your bag. That's all I'm saying.
Stooge.
I'm calm about it. I'm saying.
Stooge.
Stooge.
I made a point to say I thought Lamar Jackson was a better quarterback than Brock Purdy. Because he is.
You sound like I was waffling a little bit on that.
But I am, and I know it's a hypothetical, but I am... You know, I do wonder about what Kyle Shanahan would do with a guy like Lamar Jackson.
He would win.
You got to be more specific.
I think that. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead,
Stooge. Go ahead, Stooge.
He would build a team around him. That's what we're missing. You build a team for the personnel. He would, you know, he's obviously not going to need certain types of receivers. He's going to need people more like Debo, I think, would be perfect for a guy like Lamar. You need some yak people. You need a good tight end. I think it would be, honestly, man, I'm looking at the 49ers. I'm thinking Super Bowl if you just switch them right now. You will not be able to say the same thing with putting Purdy on the Ravens. It would be a failure. And on top of that, they're in a better division.
And that's why I use the L.A. Lakers Showtime comp. If the likes of a Lamar Jackson got with this current 49er team. And that's no shade at Brock Purdy. It's just Steiny. Why can't we give Lamar Jackson the benefit of the doubt and anybody listening to the show that Kyle in his greatness would bring the best out of Lamar? And nobody, and you haven't, will tell you Lamar is not bringing anything. You know, one of those friends that come to the party and they don't bring anything. He's bringing a whole lot. I just think Kyle would make, you know, Lamar the best version of himself.
Okay.
And with that weaponry, good God.
Okay. And
that's all.
Here's what I would say, taking a page out of your books.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shade at John Harbaugh. John Harbaugh.
Well, he has an offensive coordinator and he's a great coach.
Whoever the offensive coordinator is.
But my point is, I'm not saying Baltimore's letting them down, but I can tell you when they line up, the Niners have more talent offensively than most other teams. And Lamar is, but he's box office, Donnie. And what if Jimmy, this is not about Brock, what if Jimmy, you switch him out in that 2019 Super Bowl and we watch Chris Jones try to wreck the game and Lamar skedaddles with that speed, that world-class speed, throwing to Debo or Kittle. Like, I was just saying, maybe they have a ring. That's all. It's fascinating to think about.
I don't find that fascinating to think about.
But you brought it up for the show.
I didn't bring up they would have won a Super Bowl in 19. I'm just saying I wonder what Kyle Shanahan would do with a guy like Lamar Jackson. If the 49ers, and assuming they had Lamar Jackson and they didn't have all the weapons they have now, would the 49ers offense under Lamar Jackson with Shanahan as coach?
Oh, Steiny, man.
So you think it would look way different than he is in Baltimore?
And I think they would have been in three Super Bowls, not two. So they would have beat the Rams, held on to Willard, Texas. It was P.J. Walker. He knew the answer, too. Yeah. But they would have came back and beat the Rams or held on to that lead. I love Lamar. I just don't love him where he's at. I understand he's deadly, but you put Lamar in the red and gold currently – it's Super Bowl City, Jack.
Yeah,
it's the Warriors. Yeah, see, think about it.
I guess that's
Kyle would know what to call.
But I guess that's what I have a problem with. You're acting like he's playing for some bottom feeder team. I mean, he's playing on a team that's a Super Bowl contender.
They got talent, Zay Flowers and Likely and what's the big like, tight end? That's Andrews, but
and he stinks.
And let me tell you who else stinks. Slowpoke.
Derrick Henry.
It's over. It takes an hour to hit the hole. I was like, you look like Zeke Elliott. Yeah.
I think that all I'm saying is.
Tell me.
I think there you are not giving enough credit to Baltimore's coaching staff. Like, I mean, to say that.
Okay, real quick about I'm interrupting. Can you remember how pissed off football fans were last year at the Ravens' offensive approach vaguely, at home in the AFC Championship against the Chiefs.
Right.
Stoney, they were running down your throat, read option Lamar, and all of a sudden they thought they were the Rams. They just went against – it was the dumbest game plan ever, and they still almost won the game, but they lost.
Okay.
And it was – I felt like – what was that about? Why did you guys go away from who you are? All I'm saying is you get the likes of – you let Kyle get the weapon that Lamar Jackson is with what they have. Ain't no way they don't – and I'm going ain't. Ebonics. Ain't no way they don't have two Super Bowls. There's just no way. Like, think about it, man. Lamar is good enough. Hey, there'll be some missed throws, but there'll be some home runs.
Running.
Oh, God. Him rolling out, stopping, throwing to Kittle. Kittle don't have to stay in the block now because you got a guy with legs that can buy you some time. Oh, my God. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Make me want to play Madden.
You shouldn't want to think about it because Kyle would never have him as a quarterback. Unless Lynch did to Kyle with Lamar Jackson what he did to Kyle with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Random question.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Do you really think Kyle traded up for the spot?
Yes.
And not just Trey?
Absolutely.
It kind of would get him off the hook.
When was?
But I just think.
No, it does. I don't think
they went to that pro day. They went to watch him.
When was the trade made? Well before the draft.
Right.
So nobody knew at that point. There were five quarterbacks.
Gotcha.
Nobody knew at that point the order in which they were going.
Gotcha.
So you would never move up to three if you had a specific guy that you wanted, because there'd be no. You wouldn't trade three or two or three firsts for.
Or you could trade with that team that was ahead of you to say if you really wanted that guy.
Right, but they couldn't. So they couldn't move up to one or two because. The Jets, who were at two, and the Jaguars, who were at one, they were not trading those picks because they needed quarterbacks.
See, what I don't like that because that makes me feel like maybe they didn't love Trey Lance like we think the three. No, Stoney, when you make a trade like that, you were wild when you went and watched him. And that's what they did. And I would love to get video of that workout that made the great Kyle think that this could – he could, you know, duplicate this or come close on the NFL stage.
I feel like if there were five quarterbacks we talked about.
What?
There were five names that draft. But everybody
but
talked
to trade
about,
and not know, it's like they loved all of them then. And I don't believe that.
See, I do. I believe that somebody assessed these five quarterbacks and said, I think they're all going to be pretty good. They're all going to be pretty good. And I think Kyle Shanahan's the kind of guy who would say, well, let's just move up to three, and we'll take the guy who falls to us, and if they're all good, I'll make them great.
Wow.
I truly believe that.
Man.
Like, would Mac Jones have been
better,
viable here in San Francisco?
He led the Patriots to the playoffs. I know, Guru, come on. That happened. He took the Patriots his rookie year to the playoffs. Imagine if he had the weaponry that the Niners had and the tutelage of Kyle.
Well, let me ask you this. If they drafted Mac Jones and he were healthy, would he still be the quarterback today of the Niners?
As much as I love Kyle, I got to believe yes. Like, I don't think Mac Jones is a bum. Do you? You think his career's over?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Who was four? Oh, Justin Fields. Justin Fields.
Who may start Sunday. Russell Wilson's got some phantom injury they're talking about, maybe.
Going. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
What are you?
You brought it up during the break. We haven't brought it up yet this show.
No, go I'm ahead. Mad at Ken during the break. He pulled me to the side. Yeah, Ken, the same guy that did the little diddly thing on the board, and goes, out of nowhere, I go, how you doing? How's the family? Hey, Cousins is a statue. I go, no, he's not. I go, dude, no, it came out wrong, Evan. I'm not saying he's Michael.
Wasn't the only one who said it.
But that's the one that hurt. But anyway, Stoney, go, what are you talking about? Go ahead, you said it.
I'll just say his name, and go ahead and you run with it. Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, my goodness. Like, I don't want to be right. I just saw something change on the injury report about his status or what was ailing him, and it said calf/Achilles.
Oh.
And all I thought about when I'm not happy was y'all throw rocks at your boy more than Jesus. But, man, sometimes your boy, like Steiny, now it's Achilles. That's scary. That's all. Hey, I don't want anything to happen, but when you saw that, just be honest. Share with us what you thought. Like, my man Goo might be, like, that's serious.
No, it isn't.
Calf/Achilles.
If it were serious, see, he wouldn't play
okay,
Monday.
See, it's football.
He's going to play Monday, and therefore, he's not hurt.
Right. But could he re-aggravate something when he plays? That's how I look at life.
Nah, this is one of those. I love when they say this. Nah, he can't. He can't hurt it anymore. He can't injure it anymore. I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, sure. Like the surgery went well, right? Don't they all?
Yeah, exactly. It was a successful surgery. Let's go to Richie in Queens. What's to talk
this
about?
This is our guy.
The Jets Niners on Monday. What's Richie. Up, Richie? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, we normally talk our San Francisco baseball, but that's dead in the water. You know, it's funny. I called real quick on that. I called my New York station at 10 to 5 in the morning, and they know I'm a San Francisco Giants fan, and they said, well, hey, what do you think about Chapman? And I had no idea about the deal.
It came at night.
Yeah, I said he's been an underachiever, so as I'm concerned. I watch him every day. I just, look, he's a great defensive player. I think he's a great guy. $150 million, there's so many more issues.
Right.
I don't know. We are so far from reality.
All right, let's talk Jets. Niners, what are you thinking,
buddy?
You
know what? I'm thinking, obviously, it's funny, too, because you guys, Trent Williams is back. That's a big plus for you. We got a couple of guys over here, and I'm a giant New York football Giant fan, and my Niners are the second team, by the way.
Gotcha.
But the Jets got two big offensive guys, they got the Dallas Cowboy guy and obviously Moses
Smith.
And they're in their 30s, so that's going to be a big plus. And I've been a downer with Rodgers the last few years. Obviously, he didn't play last year. I just thought for his career, it kind of reminded me a little bit of the Atlanta Braves, won championship in 11 years. The same with him. Teams had 11 wins, 12 wins. His last three playoff appearances were terrible. It's so obviously in New York radio, it's all about him at this point. And if he doesn't play well, then, Douglas and Salah could be gone.
Right.
But look, they have a good top. I think it could be a good game, but I think your guys are going to put a lot of pressure on him. And I'm just curious how he's going to handle that. So, I think it could be a good game, but I also think that your team just has a big, obviously playing home, but defensively. And you guys losing Aiyoke is a big hit. I like Samuels, but I think it should be a real competitive game. But again, it's all dependent on Rodgers. And And when you're dependent on a guy that's 41 and hasn't played in a year, coming off of the Achilles tendon, that Shanahan is telling these guys
to go after him. Yeah, to go after him, no doubt. Thank you, Richie.
Yeah, pressure bust pipes. But I'm being proactive with this Jets thing, Stoney. I see a lot of parallels. I'm not calling Rodgers Brady, okay? I'm not. But he's got that much talent. And defensively, the Jets are going to be a problem. They got Hall, Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers. If he's healthy, I see a lot of that Tampa Bay stuff with Brady in his first year, man. I'm just saying.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll get the first clues on Monday Night Football. Tuesday from
Levi's.
Monday
doing the show from the Hilton.
Yeah, we'll be down at the Hilton along with Willard and Dibs.
Dibby!
At the Hilton. So if you're down there, come join us. It's always fun to broadcast from down there. And I'm never not amazed when we go down to the Hilton.
Talk to me.
And we're at the hotel there, and you realize all the people that fly in or come down, man, stay at the hotel to watch the game.
It's amazing.
You see families from all over. It's absolutely, positively,
how can you not be a sports fan? I just feel sorry for those people.
Well, they like the arts.
I feel sorry.
The people who like art feel sorry for you.
There's no Super Bowl in art.
Oh, yeah, there is. It's called the Louvre. Get in it, or you haven't made it.
Mm-hmm. The Louvre.
It's in France, I think. It's where the Mona Lisa is. All right. Coming. We got a new segment.
Yeah, baby.
You know what? I hope we don't build it up so much, and then the listeners are going to be like, okay, big deal.
Well, you got to sell it.
I know.
You got to be at your best.
That's what Nahegan always tells me to do. And yep. The one thing he doesn't have to do is tell real hosts how to host, but he tells me how to host because I'm not a real one. Okay, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.